When you're in care for the first time, you're all over the place. One thing that needs to stay the same is the place you stay in. You get depressed over it because you feel, does anybody care? You don't feel like someone is caring over you. No matter how old you are, people don't admit it, but it's true. You need someone to care for you.
I've come along an awful way. I've gotten an awful lot of support out of all them services. I've a more positive outlook on life and I basically respect my life a lot more than I used to.
The social workers felt it would be a better place for me and I thought it would be as well. But the problem was it was so far away. I had to take 2 buses into school and I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was just very, very tiring. It just made everything 10 times harder because I didn't have time to sit down and study. Sometimes I'd have to just hope I'd get into school early enough to do a bit of my homework.
I got the bus to the train station, and then I had to get the train into town, and then I had to get the bus from town out to my school. I got home about 6 o'clock. I used to be in bed by 8 o'clock because I was wrecked. I used to have my dinner, have a shower, and then I used to go to bed. I got used to it. In school, I got blamed on things I wouldn't even do. The teachers were just picking on me because I hadn't got a stable placement. Well, in my head, that's what it was because I was an easy target. I just left school then. I just had enough of school.
If you let town take over you, town will get to you. Like I've seen people move into town and they just turn into doorboards. It's not a community. Do you know what I mean? It's a city. Town isn't your home.
Sometimes it can be a bit dangerous. There's a lot of danger out there. You could be in a very bad place that you would trust anybody, or you're looking for some type of love because you don't see your family most of the time. You're looking for someone to hang around with, but that can be the wrong people, and most of the time it is. I found people that prey around those places to get me. You're very vulnerable. You turn your emotions off. You also turn off your sense.
I suppose it does feel a little bit like a home. You have the shower, you had a washing machine there, you had your own room and there was a sitting room. It looked a lot like a home, you know. Couches and TV you could watch and things like that.
It was real cosy. It had a little lounge room and I just come in and watch the telly. There was a pool room inside. There's a treadmill and they got the computer. It's real cosy. It did feel like home.
It's a kip. It's cold and it just looks proper like an orphanage. Like you're just being dumped there. It looks real scary. Like the staff in there are lovely, but just the look of the place. It's a real run down place.
It's not very nice. I was expecting to get stabbed walking through the door. One of my friends got stabbed over the bed. Because one went in first and got the bed, there was murder over it. It was very scary. It was real nerve-wracking. We got stuck in the room that had no window. It stank. Like, the people were alright, but the building itself wasn't nice. It smelled weird. We can't say anything good about it. Places like it just don't work at all.
I think you should be able to stay during the day. Think of it. When it comes into the heavy rain, the snow, what are they meant to do? It's horrible sitting out with nowhere to go. I think they should have something better and something more for people to do instead of sitting around in the streets all day. I was just drinking. I was just doing whatever. They just go on the sniff, go on the drink. They just literally turn to drugs. It's not as if you're going to play football or you're going to go to the park. From my own experience, I've done loads of drugs, loads of them. And I think if I had stayed homeless, I would have done a lot more. I would have just kept going.